from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
At the stadium, Vinny schmoozes in luxury suites.
From the left, dear, one serves from the left.
Whatever's gotten into you, Calpurnia?
Haney posts up in the bleachers.
You're off, Curtin! Followed up, yeah!
The only place to catch Vinny and Haney together is on 105.7 The Fan.
And Guerrero sends one down the line, and it's fair into the left field corner. Around to score is Baroa, and coming around to third is Springer, standing at second. And he strokes one to center field, gives it a ride back at the wall and gone. It just gets over for Guerrero. A solo shot and the second placata in two games.
Just sharpen up the command. I mean, the five walks, it didn't help him out very much, but the wasted pitches, the arm side up, wasted pitches, the really deep counts, understanding how to put somebody away. It's just command-based a little bit for me. Yeah, we didn't play a very good baseball game.
He's always going to be a ground ball away with a double play, and we've seen that a lot with him. But just a total pro effort, knowing that we have a doubleheader, knowing that, you know, if he could give us six innings, that would be huge, and he went out and did that.
I see it happen to other guys. It's no fun to see your teammate have it happen to a teammate or even an opponent have it happen to you. It's mistakes.
It's James McCann, Oriole catcher, game one, doubleheader yesterday against the Toronto Blue Jays. Zach Eplin, who we got from Tampa on the hill. We'll get to him in a second. But James McCann gets hit in the face with a fastball. And give you a timeline of Bob's day as this was all happening in real time. So I had a doctor's appointment yesterday when I got off of work. This one I'm going to keep to myself. So I'm sitting in the waiting room watching the game on my telephone. Thank you to the Masson app, free plug. So I'm watching the first inning. Everything's cool. Doctor comes in as I'm sitting in the office waiting for him. We consult. I go set up my next doctor's appointment to be determined. Jake, see you when I see you, et cetera, et cetera. Unrelated to the eye. Again, this is completely different. So I get in my car, driving home from Odenton, and I'm listening to the game on the radio, Jeff Arnold and Brett Hollander. And I could tell by the somber tone of the voice. Now, I'm talking like 5 minutes since I'd stopped watching the game on my phone. And I'm McCann this and McCann that. And all due respect, and Rodriguez, who was terrible for them yesterday, all over the place. I didn't know at the time exactly what had happened. And then I started getting the gist of it. Okay, he got plunked. He got beamed upside the head and the face. As a matter of fact. And then you're talking where they were that, hey, you know, Adley's going to have to catch both games. McCann's probably going to have to go to the hospital or whatever it was. And then all of a sudden it was like, wait a minute. He's walking to first base as though he wanted to stay in the game. And then he leaves. It's like, well, cooler heads have prevailed. They finally said, hey, dude, you just took 95 off the suck hole. It's time to get out of here. No. He went to change his jersey because there was blood all over his other one. So James McCann, with cotton shoved up his nose and a fresh jersey, not only stayed in the game, played the entire game, drove in a run, and helped the Orioles win 11-5 over the Toronto Blue Jays. If that's not a Willis Reed times a billion moment, I don't know what is. And you saw some of the reaction on social media. Tyler Wells, his teammate, sadly out for the year, said, I would have gone to war for this dude before. Now I'm really all in. So James McCann, good on you, man. I mean, and he looked after the game like Ernie Shavers just clipped him flush in the face. You don't know who Ernie Shavers is, Google it. Arguably the hardest punching heavyweight of all time. Needless to say, if Ernie Shavers punched you, you wouldn't have been James McCann. You'd still be laying in your hospital bed with your mommy sitting beside you. But I digress. James McCann got cotton balls shoved up his nose. His face is all swollen. Like, look at this dude, Aaron Judge. Yeah, I don't like the way they throw inside. He got hit with the ball in the head, and he's in the game. Aaron Judge whining to the media, which caused all the nonsense that's currently going on with the Orioles and the Yankees. But James McCann, congratulations. And hope you feel better. The head's got to be ringing today. I'm sure there's more tests forthcoming here. So the Orioles win the opener 11-5, but James McCann's the story. Congratulations to him. We don't want to undersell Zach Eplin. Yeah, scattered 10 hits. But what did he not do? He didn't walk anybody. That's what he doesn't do. He doesn't walk people. Keeps you in games, gets you in. Nolan, we said, get a quality start from James or Zach Eplin. That's what you got. Now, 6 innings, 3 runs, I don't think it's necessarily quality. Get you deep in the games. It's a 450 earn run average. But you got exactly out of Zach Eplin what you had hoped to get, which was some relief, no pun intended, from some of the woes we've seen from the rotation here as of late. And we'll get to game two here in a second. But Eplin, everything is advertised yesterday afternoon.
Well, especially with a doubleheader and him going in game one, you need him to go deep. And you know you got Povich, a rookie, going in game two, and he's been shaky his entire tenure in the majors where, you know, it's a mixed bag. Sure, he could go 6 innings one night, but he might not even go 3 the next night. So to get any sort of length from your veteran that you just acquired was extremely important. He gave you that. Probably would have been nice to have a little more given how the way things went in game two. But you know what? Beggars can't be choosers.
Well, the Orioles in game one, for the most part, kind of look like the Orioles team that has accumulated enough wins to get into first place in the division and be there for quite some time. Anthony Santander, he goes yard again, his 30th on the season. Ryan Mountcastle hit his 2nd of the month and 1st in a long time. As his hot streak continues, he had 3 knocks, 2 ribbies. So all is well. Westberg had 2 ribbies in game one. And then game two comes up. By the way, it's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw. Vinny's on vacation. Like it into turning up Tuesday. Cade Povich. Now, a lot of self-inflicted damage. 5 walks, never good. And you heard Brandon Hyde there in the opening of the show, lamenting his inability to finish hitters. And, all right, on that check swing early, I thought he got kind of hosed there by the first base umpire. But it is what it is. And then Toronto made him play, or pay, rather. But Cade Povich was not strong. But his defense didn't do him any favors. And we sit here and talk about Gunnar Henderson's recent struggles with the glove. About Jordan Westberg. 2 E's last night, 1 throwing, 1 fielding. And here was a guy that about a month ago, we were talking about, Nolan, if you recall, committed his first error of the season, like mid-June. Now he's committed 7. On the year, and it's his first major league start at shortstop. Yes, that was his pedigree coming out of the collegiate ranks. because he's athletic enough. He's got it like that to do so. But now two of your more reliable defenders, and one a spectacular defender, and Westbrook's got some highlight reel stuff too, have now become two guys that are somewhat adventurous when the ball is hit their way. And we've seen Westbrook do it a third, second, and now shortstop. So I don't know, to borrow Ryan Ripken's word, he's domed up. But Jordan Westbrook now becoming a little bit shaky on the defensive side of things, even though he did homer in the nightcap.
Well, it's team-wide. They got 9 errors in their last 6 games.
Yep.
It's just not going to cut it. I mean, they played great in game one. What happened? They played good defense in game one. No errors there. That's a rarity for them these days. So how much of that is him playing shortstop, you know, stepping in, giving Gunnar Henderson a game off? I don't know. He wouldn't use that as an excuse, so I probably shouldn't either. Just can't happen. I mean, the whole team can't play defense right now to save their life. You know, Henderson's had probably the worst of it, or the most consistent errors. But Westbrook, Arias with the poor communication the other day against the Padres. We've seen outfield gaffes from Kerstad last Friday. You know, Mountcastle at first dropping balls. So it's team-wide right now. And, you know, even when they do get these stretches of good defense, it's not long before it returns. And that's what concerns me, that you can say, oh, I don't trust the bullpen, or, you know, the lineup goes too quiet for my liking for prolonged stretches of time. But you can't make those defensive mistakes in the postseason.
Well,
that's the stuff that's going to kill you.
And, you know, the Orioles are still going to go to the postseason. And depending on how things go over the next couple of months, will it be as a wild card? Will they win their division, get that bye like they did last year? Trade deadline coming up 6 o'clock tonight. How active will the Orioles be? They were very active on Friday. Could some other moves be on our horizon? If we get any news, we'll share it with you at 2 o'clock. And if things happen later in the evening, we'll definitely have it for you. With Baltimore Baseball Tonight, brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts, live from Pickles Pub. Me and Oriole Hall of Famer Mike Bordick getting you ready to rock and roll for Game 3 of this series, even though the weather does not look to be somewhat ideal. Ravens back at training camp yesterday. We'll get into that and more with Kevin Allstriker. But if you want to comment on the Orioles, what happened yesterday at Camden Yards? They split doubleheader. They lose a half game because the Yankees just wasted the Phillies up north last night. How about old Jazz Chisholm hitting 2 home runs? Already annoying. And then Aaron Judge hit 2 because they didn't pitch him inside, I guess. Wah. But the Yankees are creeping closer to first place, and they laid waste to the Philadelphia Ball Club. Austin Hayes was 1-for-4 with a couple of Ks last night, as we keep an eye on him. But the Orioles, they're staring at the Yankees, and they're coming up real fast. Trade deadline today. How active will both teams be? We'll get to the Ravens, Olympics, anything on your mind. It's Turn Up Tuesday. Let's rock. You're on the Fan. Crank it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Up, you send your request, pause for text line, same number, and Nolan McGraw will take care of you. I mentioned Ernie Shavers earlier. Ed Norris, Big Bad Morning Show, texting in. Ed, of course, a Gold Glove boxer himself, texting in that Ernie Shavers didn't kick old Jerry Quarry's ass, and he did not. Matter of fact, Jerry Quarry knocked him out in the first round, Madison Square Garden. So Ernie Shavers, if he hit your first, though, you were in trouble. If you got to him, though, things could get a little bit interesting. Even Muhammad Ali said, by the way, that Ernie Shavers hit him harder than anyone of all time. But we're not here to talk about the Acorn. We're here to talk about the Orioles. James McCann got hit with a fastball, came right back into the game, just changed his shirt, said, let's play nine. And that's exactly what he did. Nightcap, the Orioles, unfortunately, defense had some shaky pitching, did him in. Before we get to the phones, Nolan, well, we asked the question, would Craig Kimbrell be part of a save situation? And there wasn't one last night, but he was in mop-up duty. It didn't go well for him in the finale there.
Right. Not good. I probably, well, doubleheader, all hands on deck. You got to get through two games there. So I'm not blaming Hyde for using him, but is interesting that that's the situation you choose to pull him in. I don't know. I don't know where to go with Craig Kimbrell at this point.
Well, I mean, he ain't closing tonight if they need him to.
No. He is who he is. Needs 21 pitches to get through an inning there. Again, in mop-up duty. Extremely low leverage. The Orioles don't have a closer right now because Cano technically gets the job done the other day, but he's still not a closer. Mm-hmm. He's not someone who instills great confidence. I don't think anyone in this bullpen does right now.
I mean, Dominguez has looked like, Batista in his first couple of outings here in Baltimore, but he wasn't in that situation in Philly. Hey, Tanner Scott's available. Maybe there's a touching reunion with a guy that when he pitched for the Orioles couldn't throw strikes oftentimes, but now he's one of the more sought after arms in the trade deadline, which is 6 o'clock coming up tonight. So the Orioles split that doubleheader. But to our point, Bob Adey, Nolan McGraw, and he's on vacation. If there's a save needed tonight, it's not going to be Craig Kimbrell. I'm guessing it's Cano. Yeah. Where do you go? Matchups. Who knows?
I think it's strictly matchup based right now. We know how much Hyde loves his matchups anyway, but yeah. Cano probably first preference, and if you're looking to plan a couple innings ahead, that's probably Hyde's guy, but the way the game shakes out, you never know, and you end up in extra innings, it's even more of a mystery there.
Yeah, and Jacob Webb, who's not a closing option, but has been outstanding in kind of a setup role, looks like his arm's about to fall off. His usage rate has been extremely high here in 2024, and the loss of Danny Coulomb looms large. So Cano, Cionel Perez, I guess, will get an opportunity. Dominguez, I don't know.
I mean, why not give Dominguez a chance? I mean, I'm not saying tonight's that night. You don't know how the game's going to play out. But again, when you don't have a closer or one that you definitely trust, let's figure it out as soon as possible. Give Dominguez a couple opportunities, see how he does.
Because the first time Kimbrell had his problems when he was demoted from the closer's role, he had to regain Brandon Hyde's trust and pitched in non-save situations or lower leverage situations and excelled. Then reclaimed the closer role and was brilliant. 3 weeks ago, we're talking about this guy getting hosed for being in an All-Star game. And now we're back to people just wanting DFA'd.
That's Bye-bye. The Craig Kimbrell experience.
It is.
I remember saying it at the time that I'm going to stick with him. This was back earlier in the season when he had his rough week. But I said there's going to be a point later this season where he has another rough patch. That's just who he is. He's not the dominant game one to game 162 guy that he was in his heyday. He can still be effective at times or a month at a time. He can have a great month. But when he blows up, it'll last a week. He'll regain himself. He'll compose himself. And he'll blow up again in another couple months.
So we're in the midst of a blow up, basically, yes, right now. And what does that do for the Orioles tonight in the top of the ninth if they need a say? Anyway, we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. 410-583-1057 is the number. Ravens back at training camp today. Lamar met with the media. We're going to hear from him as the show rolls on. Kevin Ostreicher, as a matter of fact, USA Today, the Ravens wire at 11 o'clock. Rashad Bateman had to leave, got tangled up with a DB there. We'll talk about that. And I know a lot of you are thinking, sort of like, maybe not the Kimbrell level. Here we go again. He's banged up, but Bateman wasn't banged up last year. He played 16 to 17 games. Therein lies the issue. Is he either hurt or he's just not good enough? What are we going to see in 2024? Go to Jimmy in Silver Spring. Jimmy, thanks for holding your on the fan with Bob Haney and Nolan McGraw.
Good morning. Good morning. Hey, Bob. I watching all these errors, and your boy Westberg played like some crap last night defensively. Am I wrong in thinking that Mike Bordick had the chance record for shortstops? He had like one error in 500 chances the year he was supposed to win the Gold Glove and shortstop, and they gave it to Alex Rodriguez. Do you remember that season?
I do not, but I know Bordy was a brilliant Gold Glove, or never won the Gold Glove, and trust me, when you bring it up, he'll mention the fact that he probably should have got one. The one that was mentioned in the Orioles was 1990 when Cal, I think, committed two errors. I think he might have literally played every inning of every game, and Ozzie Guillen got it instead, and even Tony La Russa said, because the managers voted for it at that time, said that we've done a disservice to Cal Ripken. So, yes, it's happened before. But Westberg, that's his first game at shortstop at the major league level, which kind of offset the fact that he had a pretty strong day at the plate in the doubleheader.
Yeah, let me move on. I want to talk about Adley Rutschman.
Yeah.
You know, no one, except for Jason Lockefour, I haven't heard anybody talk about Adley Rutschman hitting 120 for the month of July.
I think we said that multiple times on this show yesterday, okay. Jimmy, with all due respect.
Okay. But he's still sitting he's still batting in the second slot. Why don't we move him down to 7, 8, or 9 until he heats back up? And again, I want to get on my stump for Ryan Mountcastle. It looks like he's turning around. We all know, we've seen it over the last 3 or 4 years, that he has some hot streaks coming. He has at least 2 hot streaks coming. Why would you trade him and bring in Kobe Mayo or somebody else who's not going to be half the defensive guy? I was listening to the radio last night, or it may have been the TV broadcast. I listened to both. And they were talking about this team was set up on defense. Their defense over the last 2 weeks or last 10 days has been atrocious. And why do you want to make it even worse by getting rid of the best defensive first baseman in the major leagues? He saves a lot of runs for the Orioles, especially with these guys throwing the ball all over the field. What do you think about that?
All right, Jimmy, thanks for the call. There's no guarantee that Mountcastle getting traded, by the way. But he has been whispered, or there have been some reports that said he could be on the move because the Orioles want to get Kobe Mayo's bat in here. You're obviously taking a dip defensively. Kobe Mayo's starts at first base are very few. And quite frankly, at third base, he wasn't exactly Manny Machado himself. Got a cannon arm, just a little erratic, but the Orioles want to see that stick start to generate some runs. So therein lies a problemo that you have if you're the Orioles. And Mountcastle is going to be due for some big money coming up after next season. Those are harsh decisions and hard decisions that Mike Elias has to make. And if Ryan Mountcastle could turn into a quality pitcher, you know, do you pull the trigger there? Because we know that Mountcastle, and he had a big day yesterday, and he's been on fire. Hit his first home run in forever. Kobe Mayo's never hit a major league pitch before. but the potential is there for great success. So Mike Elias, that's why he gets paid to make these decisions. And with the Rutschman stuff, we talked about it Friday. We talked about a BBT Friday. We've been mentioning quite often, Jimmy, that Adley Rutschman's had a brutal month of July, where his batting average went from 300 to 260. So that has been mentioned, with all due respect, of course.
Well, you didn't mention like his pop time and all that. You don't have concerns with his pop time behind the plate? His catching, all
his... I'm more concerned with his pop-ups and his whiffing and the on-base percentage dwindling to under three.
His stats I've never heard of.
Yeah, exactly. Adley Rutschman is having a really rough month offensively. He hit the ball hard a couple of times last night. If you're on the phone, tag tight. We'll get you at 410-583-1057. We'll talk Ravens with Kevin Allstriker, the Ravens Wire, USA Today. Ravens, August 9th is the preseason opener against the Philadelphia Eagles. Lamar Jackson is back and back with a vengeance, and he wants that Super Bowl ring, as he explained again yesterday. Detroit, no trade has gone down just yet. You say cuckoo, Kikuchi. He goes from Toronto to Houston. Jorge Soler back in Atlanta, leaving San Francisco. Blake Snell's been linked to the Orioles, as has Tanner Scott, among others. Looks as though Garrett Crochet and Tarek Skubal, Nolan, aren't going anywhere unless things get a little zany in regards to compensation here. And even the White Sox GM was kind of put off by Crochet's team, saying that we're not moving to the bullpen and we're not pitching in October unless we get a contract extension.
Right. I mean, what good does that do anybody on both sides? I'd be livid if I was, a GM there in Chicago saying, hey, man, I mean, you want to get out of here? You want to get to a good situation? Just keep quiet. You can raise a fuss once you get there, but let's get you out of here first.
Yeah, they've lost 15 in a row, by the way. But what makes Garrett Crochet attractive to teams, Chris Getz is the GM, by the way, in Chicago, is that he's controllable. That's your appeal. Oh, yeah, you're having a great year, and you're among the league leaders in strikeouts, and you're an all-star, et cetera, but you've got an extensive injury history. This is your first year as a starting pitcher. Who are you to make demands? And yeah, you want to get paid, and we get all that, but you have like limited leverage, and if anything, you screwed the White Sox trade leverage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I stand by kind of what we said last week when this was all unfolding or the news was breaking.
Yeah,
that
Friday, yeah.
You know, what kind of message does that send that, you know, you have multiple years left of arbitration and you're already concerned about locking up a long-term payday? To me, that says that you don't think that you're 100% health-wise or that you have concerns about returning to full health or that being a lingering thing throughout your career. I mean, if this was a contract year, I'd get it. You try to secure a large sum of money for yourself. But I don't know. I just think you really never see a player do that in baseball.
Orioles trying to take advantage of this series against Toronto as they split the doubleheader yesterday into the night. Rain delay on top of things. Corbin Burns against Chris Bassett. Hey, Chris Bassett could be on the move because we saw Toronto pretty active yesterday. Let's go to Kevin in Ellicott City. Kevin, you're on the fan with Bob Haney and Nolan McGraw.
It's good, Bob. How are you today?
Hey, Kevin. What's happening?
Not a whole lot, my man. Just like I share with Nolan, I'm trying to close out my days. I get the luxury of going up to Cooperstown to play with my son. They're playing in the tournament there at the field behind the museum, so that'll be
awesome.
Cool, man.
Nice.
Yeah, so you know me. I'm itching to get out of town, of course. But James McCann, I think he's one of my favorite all-time players just based on toughness, wanting to win and being a competitor. My hat, I tip the cap to that man because I really hope he broke the team out of this kind of woe-is-me funk. I mean, Gunnar's one of the top players in baseball. That's a lot of pressure. Maybe it's, you know, bending him a little bit, but he's at the top for a reason. Poor Kate Povich, dog. He's just serving up meatballs, Bob. I don't think that's going to work for us, my friend. And I hope your health results are what you're looking for, by the way, man.
Yeah, it's nothing major, and I appreciate that, Kevin. It's all good. I just want to get a tune-up before football starts. How's that sound?
I'm happy for you, brother. We all need that every once in a while with our health. And, you know, it's great to you guys share with everybody your lives or what they are, too. And that's why I really appreciate and respect you guys, man.
All right, Kevin. Thanks for the call. Have fun up there in Cooperstown. So the Orioles, just looking at the scroll here on MLB Network, they're still kicking the tires on Scooble Crochet. Said that the Orioles are still all in and trying to get top of the rotation sort of starting pitcher, remembering that Corbin Burns is a free agent. It all comes down to compensation. What are they willing to sacrifice? And reports yesterday, Rockabacco wrote it on MassetSports.com. He talked to a National League scout. Jackson, Basayo, Mayo, and Kowser are off limits. Do they have to bend a little bit to acquire something?
Well, if you want Scooble, yeah, you got to bend. But if the reports are true that they're still talking, then we're still in this till 6 o'clock.
Yeah, that means that Detroit's still listening. Crochet, I don't want you. You've angered me. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. If you're on the phones, we'll get you. And then we got Kevin Ostreicher, USA Today, the Ravens Wire. Talk about the Ravens, as you would expect, as Lamar Jackson wants that Super Bowl ring. I think we all want it with him. In the American League's Eastern Division, get back to the trade deadline and some of the rumors floating around about there. Orioles definitely part of these conversations. Kevin Ostreicher, USA Today, Ravens Wire, top of the hour. Eddie Money on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Let's get out to the phones, though. Go to White Plains. It's Mike. Mike, you're on the Fan. Thanks for holding. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, Haney?
How you doing, man?
Hey, you know, Haney, I was under the impression that when the Orioles got Corbin Burns, they was on their way to a World Series, right?
Well, he was going to help the cause for sure.
But they had us believing that he was the piece. That's what they had us believing. Like, he was the missing piece. We needed this top-of-the-rotation guy because, you know, there's a difference between a top-of-the-rotation guy and an ace. He's an ace. You know, Bradford, he was a top-of-the-rotation guy. And so, you know, we was under the impression that this was the situation. And then all of a sudden, we starting to bring up all these young guys and do all this and all that and this, that, and the third. And, you know, I mean, you know you had catastrophic injuries to your pitching staff. So you needed pitches, and you're not pulling the trigger on the pitches that you need to help you. So what is it, man? I mean, it's just like yesterday's game. I'm trying to figure out why he using his B defense for a rookie pitcher when he uses A defense for a veteran. I mean, it didn't make any sense. If anything, he should have switched those defenses around. Maybe Henderson should have played that night because he knew that Povich wasn't that good. So, you know, you put your B defense out there, and now the kid looks even worse. You know, so I just don't understand the team, man. I don't know what Mike Elias was. You know, everybody talk about this whole Houston thing. I don't really know who Mike Elias was in Houston. You know, I don't. But it just seems like to me, man, it seems like to me what they started off doing and what they're ending up doing is two totally different things.
And to your point, Mike, this is not the Orioles team we saw roll through New York about a month ago when they were putting up 17 runs and they were just dismantling them and it took control of first place. They've scuffled offensively and defensively. Yeah, second game. It was not even Bad News Bears, because remember, the Bad News Bears got better as the movie went on. The Orioles are going in the opposite direction. And, you know, Kerstad, look, yeah, a little shaky defensively. You're still like the upside offensively, but you know Povich didn't help his cause with 5 walks, though. Let's be honest here.
He didn't, Andy.
And the only reason he's here is because you mentioned the injuries. If Bradish was healthy, yeah. And it's a lot of ifs and buts and candies and nuts, but Bradish is healthy means he's healthy. You know, Kramer, then you don't even need a Zach Eplin. Who knows what the rotation could be like, but they're not here. And now you have to improvise and adapt, and that's why apparently, according to John Morosi this morning, the Orioles and Tigers are still having some talks about maybe getting Tarek Skubal from Detroit, which would be a huge acquisition.
Cross your fingers, Brain. Haney, cross your fingers.
You got
thanks
it.
For my call, bro.
Hey, thanks, man. Thanks for holding. Let's get back to the phones. Go to Rob in Bel Air. Rob, what's happening on this Turn It Up Tuesday?
But the thing that the Bad News Bears had, Bob, was Kelly Leak.
Yeah.
We need Kelly Leak.
Well, our Kelly Leak's playing like crap at shortstop right now. He has 2 home runs in July.
Yeah. I mean, maybe Hyde, remember in the movie Bad News Bears, maybe Hyde told him, hey, if the ball's popped up, you go catch it, just like you did in the movie. That's why maybe him and Reyes missed that
or
ball.
Or do what Buttermaker did, like we used to do when I played softball way back when. Just put a cooler of beer next to the bench and dab at it. Go have some fun.
Yeah, we're going to see Hyder with a Budweiser beer.
That'd be awesome.
I'll get to a few things, but I thought Ben was great on the call yesterday. I mean, I agreed with him. It seemed like Glad was up every inning. He's right. He kept saying, what is he up at? It seems like he's up every inning. And I've never seen a guy where it was like you almost knew once somebody pitched to him, it was either going to be a home run or a double or a hard hit. It was crazy. I mean, we got to face him two games. I mean, it's crazy.
Hey, he could be on the move. I don't know if they'd be inclined to trade him here to Baltimore. But doesn't he look like, and I'm not exactly a fashion or a body expert, but it looks like old Vlad Jr.'s dropped a few LBs since the beginning of this season, too.
I'm not going to lie. I would take him in a heartbeat because the one thing I keep hearing people say, and I agree with Nolan, is we got to trade, maybe Mountcastle or whatever the case. Here's my thing. You don't have any right-handed bats as it is right now. Are you going to rely on Urias? And I know McCann's a hero right now because of what happened, but those are kind of your right-hand bats and a couple of switch hitters. They don't have – I mean, what is the – if you're not going to go get a right-handed bat, I think it's just time you bring up Mayo and see, because you don't have very many, Bob. You have Norby.
And Pat Jay's not going to help you offensively. And what's he pinch ran? And that's about it so far since Friday. So yeah, to your point, I mean, where's the right-handed thump coming from? Bob Nightingale, by the way, USA Today says there's little interest in Luis Robert Jr. mainly because his injury history and he's unreliable being in the lineup on a full-time basis.
And the other thing, too, is, we don't have Mateo right now. We don't know how long he's going to be there. Do you see them? You have Gunner at shortstop. Westberg, when he airmailed that throw, I guess he was doing his best Gunner imitation. It must be something about that area that makes you throw the ball when you're wearing an Oreo uniform over the first base. It's crazy. But that's just my thought process. My thought process is, yes, definitely – they got to get another pitcher, but who do you get? What is it going to cost? And your offense, we got to get – even though they put up some runs, I am concerned with Adley Rutschman. That's my last thing. Yeah. I know Adley's going through a little bit of a slump. I know there's a little bit of a situation going on. But, Bob, if it was you right in the lineup, do you have him at the number two right now, or do you put him at, number six maybe to get him going a little bit?
Well, we have seen, Rob, thanks for the call. We have seen Hyde get creative with his lineup when guys have struggled. I mean, Cedric Mullins went from the leadoff hitter to a guy that was hitting 8th and 9th because, his track record of failure, if you will, for a couple of months. Austin Hayes dipped in the lineup. Mountcastle's hit 7th, 6th or 7th this year. I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that they would drop him down. And again, as we talked about last week, he's hitting 125 in July. His batting average has dropped 40 points since the beginning of the month. His on-base percentage, maybe more mystifying, is 250 because he has always been a guy, Nolan, that has been very, very strong recognizing balls and strikes and finds ways to get on base.
Right. In the modern game of baseball, nobody's locked in to any spot in the lineup anymore. You got to be willing to move or be flexible. So I don't think it's a detriment to move Adley down. It's going to benefit the team and kind of wasting good at-bats from Couser. It's a short sample size here, but he's swinging a lot better as of late. In a couple games as a leadoff hitter, I love the quality of his at-bats there. He's getting a good tone there. Now Gunner, who's been your longtime leadoff guy all season, you can move in into a more premium, RBI opportunity, a couple spots down in the lineup. Santander's fine in his spot or early in the lineup. So, I don't know, it just seems like a weird dead spot to have Adley at 2.
And then you have a lot of insta-outs at the back end of that lineup. So you're trying to find some sort of, consistencies. And another problem for the Orioles has been all season long their inability to hit with runners in scoring position. Look, they put up 15 runs yesterday. They just had some defensive issues in the nightcap, and the pitching has been somewhat shaky, and there you are. But they're still in first place. Trade deadline 6 o'clock tonight. and they're expected to be active. What are they going to do to add? I mean, is it going to be a piece that helps them hold off New York and get to the postseason? Or are they looking for a new bat boy or something? I don't know. They're going to add something, and we'll find out by 6 o'clock. We'll shift gears, talk to Ravens. Kevin Allstreicher, USA Today, the Ravens Wire. Lamar wants that Super Bowl ring, and we all want it too. Rashad Bateman going to help? We'll talk about that next here on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.